good to stretch. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Friends, when was the last time you fell down and sprained your ankle? Did you use heat or cold to make the swelling go down? The title of our lesson is Heat or Cold, Which is Better? Yesterday we learned that if it's a new or very recent injury, cold is better. Well, today we'll learn with a section how to apply ice. And finally, we'll learn about when to use heat. Okay, heat or cold, which is better? Let's begin.
Heat or cold, which is better? How to apply ice. Apply an ice pack within 48 hours after an injury occurs. But first, wrap the pack in a thin towel so the cold won't damage your skin. Apply the pack a maximum of 20 minutes at one time. Then take a 10-minute break, at least, before applying it again. Cold is a good treatment for sprains, bumps, many sports injuries, and much more. When to use heat. When a pain returns often or continues for a long time, heat is the answer.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 apply 这个动词。Apply 在这里是指涂或者是敷，例如 apply the ointment to the cut and then wrap it in a bandage. 涂药膏在伤口上然后用绷带包扎起来。Apply 也指申请，例如 you can apply online to renew your driver's license. 你可以在网络上申请更新你的驾照。继续我们看 maximum 这个名词。MAX 这个字根有大的意思，所以 maximum 是指最大限度、最大量或者是最大值。例如 ,our production levels have reached their maximum, we can't take any more orders. 我们的生产数量已经达到极限，不可能再接订单。Maximum 也可以当形容词，例如 ,the maximum speed here is 100 kilometers per hour. 这里的最高限速是每小时100公里。它的反义词是 minimum, M-I-N-I-M-U-M, 可以是名词。例如 ,we need a minimum of 5 people to make a team. 我们组成一个队伍至少要五个人。它也可以当形容词，例如 ,a minimum wage 是指最低工资。
Okay, well, I think this is a very helpful lesson because we're not only learning when to use heat or when to use cold, we're also learning how to apply ice when you need to use something cold.
And that is very helpful if you have an injury. Well, we read, apply an ice pack within 48 hours after an injury occurs. So let's say that you hurt your ankle or your knee or your elbow, you are required to, well, they suggest applying ice before the 2 days after the injury is up.
Yes, so don't wait too long, all right? But first wrap the pack in a thin towel so the cold won't damage your skin. So if you have some ice, I know a lot of people like to keep ice packs in their freezer, for example, like, what does it say here? It says it is not food. So don't eat anything inside this ice pack, friends. It's not food.
If you just look at it, it kind of looks like you could eat it. But it's just a warning that you don't want to eat it because it's not food. It's a cool pack.
So it's a cool pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool gel. And if you put it on your skin or injury directly, I guess you could maybe hurt your skin in some way, right? And so you want to wrap it in some kind of a towel.
Exactly. And then we learn another tip. Apply the pack a maximum of 20 minutes at one time. That just means that you shouldn't keep the ice pack on the injured area for more than 20 minutes. It could be less, but not more than 20 minutes.
Okay, so 20 minutes is the maximum. Don't go over that amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then take a 10-minute break at least before applying it again. So now you know how to use an ice pack. You need to do it within 48 hours of your injury. You need to not go over 20 minutes, take a little break, and then apply it to your injury again.
Exactly. Cold is a good treatment for sprains, bumps, many sports injuries, and much more. Well, before we continue with our lesson, let's talk about this phrase, a good treatment for. What exactly does this mean? Well, this is just referring to the way you're supposed to cure or relieve the pain that you're experiencing from an injury.
That's right. Yesterday we talked about the verb to treat something. Here we see the noun, a treatment. Okay, so this is the thing you are using to treat something. So cold or cold packs are a good treatment for sprains, bumps, many other injuries, right? Well, what's another way you can use this phrase? What is a good treatment for something else?
I've got a good example. Now, you know, maybe a lot of people start to feel a little stressed or even overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Maybe you work long hours or you have to study really hard and you feel stressed out. Well, running or another form of exercise can actually be a very good treatment for stress.
Oh, that's a good reason to run or exercise to help with your stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get in bad moods or we have bad days. And I would say a lot of people love ice cream or chocolate.
Mm.
Ice cream, chocolate, this is a good treatment for a bad mood. Or perhaps you've been standing for a while or walking around and your feet are sore. Or maybe your whole body is sore. Well, a massage could be a good treatment for your soreness.
Absolutely. I'm always down for a good massage. They can be very helpful. A good treatment for a sore back. Okay, so we've talked about how to apply ice, when to apply ice, the importance of ice. But what about when to use heat? That's the next thing we want to talk about. When a pain returns often or continues for a long time, heat is the answer.
Oh, man.
So just to review,
mm-hmm.
Cold is good for a recent injury. Heat is better for a pain that keeps returning. That is the answer.
That's right. That is the answer. And of course, many different things could be the answer depending on the problem, right? If you have this kind of injury, heat is the answer, or a hot pack like this. But let's take a look at this phrase and use it in different ways. What is the answer for another kind of problem? You know, when you are having trouble staying awake at work, I think, Rebecca, that coffee is the answer.
Hold on for just a moment, Gabe. I know that you like coffee, but I would have to differ with you or disagree. I think that tea is definitely the answer because it helps me stay awake.
Yeah, I know.
But if coffee helps you stay awake,
mm-hmm.
and is an answer for you, by all means, drink away.
Yes, I will. Do you have another example?
I do. If you would like to improve your English, practicing is definitely the answer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And joining us here at Studio Classroom every day is the answer. Well, in yesterday's lesson, or for the SC Challenge, I talked mm-hmm. to Serena, who talked about an injury she had, and she said that rest is the answer. Rest is what you should do after you have a serious injury.
Ah, rest is definitely a good answer. And I guess, speaking of languages, if I want to improve my Chinese, practicing more is an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I was thinking maybe I could get a special app, you know, to help with my Chinese, you know, like one of those apps.
You mean an APP?
I don't know. Is that what it's called?
I think we need to learn more about this in
the Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Smartphones have become a common piece of technology for many people.
And one thing we love about our smartphones is the wide variety of programs we can download onto them.
That's right, Ken. There's a specific name we use for those programs. App. App is a shortened form of application. Because application is a long word, it has been shortened to just the first three letters. App.
We most commonly use the word app when talking about a program downloaded to our phones, but it can also refer to a program on a computer.
So you can download an app to your computer or to your phone. Ken, in many parts of Asia, I've noticed people say APP. Is that the same as app?
When someone says APP, they do mean app. But saying APP is more regional, and people in the West don't say that.
So if you travel to the U.S. and want to tell someone about the new game you are playing, be sure to call it an app instead of an APP.
APP 这个字近几年可以说是超热门，大家常常挂在嘴边，哪一个 APP 好用？今天哪一个 APP 提供限时免费下载？其实 APP 这个字在国外它是读作 App， 因为它来自 Application 应用程式，结果为了方便尾巴被切掉，只剩下 App 的部分，所以它并不是一个缩写，我们必须把它当作单字来念。但是在台湾它已经被普罗大众读作 APP， 那我们讲中文的时候习惯已经养成了，这也无可厚非，但如果要跟外国人交谈，那就一定要说 app， 人家才听得懂。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次请专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Hey, if you injured yourself recently,You're in luck, especially if it was a sprain or a bruise or something like that, because we're talking about how you can relieve your pain in our lesson today. Yes, if you need to apply something cold, don't wait too long. Do it within 48 hours. All right. There are different kinds of injuries, right? Sometimes you need to apply heat. Well, it's time for us to learn more about this now.
Heat or cold? Which is better? Neck pain and backaches are often chronic. The pain often results from using that body part too much or in the wrong way. Heat is also a great help to joint pains and sore muscles. Heat increases blood flow to the area and encourages healing. Heating pads, hot water bottles,and hot baths are all ways to apply heat. The next time you have pain or an injury, choosing the appropriate treatment should be a cinch.
All right, 继续我们看 heal 这个动词。Heal 是指痊愈或愈合。例如 if you keep the wound dry and clean, you'll heal faster. 如果你保持这个伤口干燥以及干净，它会愈合得更快。或者是 vitamin B6 helps your cold sores heal faster. 维他命 B6 可以帮助你的嘴巴的疱疹愈合得快一些。Heal 也可以指心理创伤的痊愈。例如 Mark's girlfriend left him months ago and his broken heart still hasn't healed.Mark 的女朋友几个月前离开他之后，他受伤的心到现在还没有愈合。最后我们看 cinch 这个名词， cinch 在这里是指极有把握或轻而易举的事。例如 buying gifts is a cinch for Louise. She can pick just the right thing for each person. 买礼物对 Louise 来说是小意思，她就是有本事为每个人挑选出最适合的东西。或者是 the team has never lost a game during the tournament. The championship seems to be a cinch for them. 这支队伍在锦标赛中从来没有败绩，冠军头衔对他们而言似乎是囊中之物。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So we're talking about when to use heat. And of course, we already learned that when a pain returns often, it's good to use heat. We read, neck pain and back aches are often chronic. Now, if something is chronic, that just means that the pain seems to keep coming back quite regularly.
That's right. It affects you more than just once. And a lot of people have chronic pain. It happens all the time, or it comes back again and again. The pain often results from using that body part too much or in the wrong way. So let's take a look at this little phrase, to result from. So maybe you used your body in the wrong way, and the result is you have some pain. You could say the pain resulted from using your body in the wrong way.
So let's think of some other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, a toothache, that is a pain in your tooth, often results from not brushing your teeth well enough and eating or drinking too many sweet things. Or you can also say a mistake often results from being careless.
Oh, you know, one kind of mistake is the mistake you make on your tests. And I have written down here, poor grades sometimes result from poor study habits. So it's important to have good study habits if you want to get good grades. Well, back to pain. You know, I have a friend who has a lot of back pain, and this back pain resulted from a car accident he was in a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is a chronic pain. The pain keeps coming back?
Yeah, exactly.
That's very unfortunate. Maybe he should go visit a chiropractor.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
A chiropractor? Someone who works on the bones?
Yeah, your spine,
your
right?
Your spine, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a chiropractor. Maybe that's a good idea. I'll suggest that to him.
Indeed.
Well, how does our lesson continue?
Well, we read, heat is also a great way, or a great help to joint pains and sore muscles. Heat increases blood flow to the area and encourages healing. Based upon what we've learned so far, it sounds like heat is definitely the answer to certain types of pains in your body.
And of course, a joint pain. Where is a joint? Well, like an elbow. Your elbow is one of your joints, right? All of your knuckles, those are joints in your hands. And sometimes people get pain in their joints, elbows, knees, your knuckles. And it's good to apply heat when that happens.
Now, I know you're probably wondering, where do I get this heat from? How can I apply heat? Our lesson has the answer for you. It says heating pads, hot water bottles, and hot baths are all ways to apply heat.
Oh.
I actually really like using heating pads.
Well, I really like hot baths, especially in the winter. Rebecca, do you ever just go home? Maybe there's nothing wrong with you, but you just want to have a nice hot bath.
Oh, absolutely. However, my new house does not have a bathtub.
Oh, man.
That's very unfortunate. So instead, I may have to think about going to the pool.
Or the hot springs.
But I was thinking at the pool they have, you know, like those, the hot
spa,
water.
Like
yes,
the yeah.
Yes, that thing.
The jacuzzi,
that's the word I'm thinking of.
But you know what? Speaking of taking a hot bath or getting into a spa or something like that, maybe you could go to the hot springs if you have some kind of injury that is recurring or it returns over and over again. You could check out the hot springs.
Ooh, actually, I do enjoy the hot springs. Mm-hmm. They're very relaxing to soak in. Okay, well, let's continue on. The next time you have a pain or an injury, choosing the appropriate treatment should be a cinch. And if something is a cinch, that means that it's very easy. Hey, which reminds us of a very useful phrase we would like to teach you.
That's right, and it has to do with food. So if you love food, especially desserts, this is a great phrase for you. And what is the phrase, Rebecca? It's
easy as pie. This phrase to learn is easy as pie.
That's right. It's an easy phrase to remember. So if something is easy as pie, that means it is really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the last word in our lesson, if something is a cinch, that also means it's really easy.
Well, you know, for me, baking cookies is easy as pie. But for Gabe, on the other hand...
What?
Oh, come on, calm down. Calm down. For Gabe, on the other hand, playing drums is easy as pie.
You know what? Actually, that takes practice.
Okay.
But I thought you were going to say baking cookies is not easy as pie for me.
Well, it's not, right?
Which is true.
It's not easy as pie. But that's okay because you have so many other areas in your life that are easy as pie.
Well, you know what? Some things are really easy. Some other things do take a little bit of practice. Maybe English is easy as pie for you right now because you've been practicing for so long.
Well, you know what's really easy as pie?
Hmm?
Is watching a review skit.
Yes. All you have to do is sit there and listen and watch.
Oh, ouch! Oh, no!
Oh, no! I heard the screaming. What's wrong?
I was dancing in the kitchen, and I twisted my ankle. It really hurts.
Oh, no. You know, it could be a sprain, but don't worry. Heat and cold can help with pain.
Good. Oh.
But, which one? Heat or cold? You know, the treatment differs depending on the type of injury and when it occurred.
I'm in pain. Just do something. It's starting to swell. It's turning red. Oh, it's warm.
In case of a new injury, ice is best. It slows the blood flow, numbs the pain, and reduces swelling. Yes, I'll go get an ice pack.
Great. Oh, don't forget to wrap it in a towel.
Right. Then apply for a maximum of 20 minutes, right?
Oh, yes, if that will take away the pain,
okay.
Yes.
I'll go get that for you. Oh, ouch.
Oh, what's wrong?
You know, speaking of pain, I have had chronic backaches and sore muscles.
Well, then, you need heat.
Heat?
Of course. Heat will increase the blood flow.
That's right, and it encourages healing.
Yeah, so go find a heating pad or maybe a hot water bottle.
That's a good idea. Ooh, I'll do that.
Oh, and remember, cold for a recent injury and heat for chronic pain.
That's right. Choosing appropriate treatment is a cinch.
That's right. Now, where's my ice pad?
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
So let's review the two questions you need to ask. When did the injury happen?
And is your pain new or have you had it for a while? The answers to these questions will determine whether you use heat or cold to help with your pain.
That's right. Well, friends, we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Helps it all.